Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Ken Heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brandon Bastide is here. He's with Gallup. He's a partner and executive director of education and workforce development at Gallup. That's gallup.com, and you can find his article, America Has to Change How It Keeps Score on Education and Jobs, there on that website. Brandon, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you gave us a little bit of a tour of some of the things you found in some recent research about the education system. We got a decline in enrollment in colleges. You said that it shows that it's one thing to if graduation rates are high, it's another thing entirely where graduates are prepared for work in college. That's the challenge we have right now, right? We've had this cap and gown metric, but we haven't had the wrench and screwdriver method of success, have we? Or the paycheck method, maybe, I should say.
Yeah, you know, we measure things like grades and test scores and graduation rates, and those are important things to continue to measure. So I'm not suggesting we throw that out. But if that's all we measure, we're missing a huge part of what accounts for success and the trajectory towards success for students and ultimately, you know, productive citizens and workers. And so you look at the statistics, we're at an all-time high of high school graduation rates in the United States. And on one hand, you say, well, geez, that sounds terrific, fantastic, you know, mission accomplished. On the other hand, we're at an all-time high of enrollment in remedial courses at the college level.
Wow.
So something about that high school graduation rate.
Let's make sure. Some people may not realize what that means. Remedial courses, folks, means that when you got to college, you weren't ready.
That's right. They weren't ready, so they had to go to classes that otherwise wouldn't be taught at the college level but need to be taught for people to be ready to go to college.
Mm-hmm. So those people probably shouldn't have gone to college. They probably should have gone to another.
If they graduated from high school. Yeah. Right. If they graduated from high school, why weren't they prepared for college?
Right.
That's another question.
Let me ask you this question. How much of an entrenched, hidebound education system do we still have in America that will prevent the solutions that you propose that you're espousing here? How much of this system we have is so hidebound, and when you throw in the unions on top of it, that we're literally fighting a war about this? What do you think?
Well, you know, there's a lot of challenges and hurdles for a school district or a school to kind of break out of the, you know, the standards that we've kind of created around our education system at the K-12 and even higher ed. And so a big part of this, and this is a part that makes sense coming from a guy who leads this research at Gallup, but it's what we choose to measure. There's a famous expression, we are what we measure. Right now, we're measuring the heck out of kids as it relates to how they do on things like standardized tests and grades.
Which is 20th century thinking.
That's a 20th century paradigm that's not
working in 21st century reality.
Right. So think about the difference between these two things. There's several different ways to teach types of thinking. There's convergent thinking, which is taking a fixed set of rules to arrive at a single correct answer. Now, there's many great applications of convergent thinking. If I want to determine, if I'm an accountant, right, and I want to use accounting rules to determine the revenue recognition of a business, well, that's a great application of convergent thinking. However, here's divergent thinking. The definition of that is a free-flowing process of arriving at a number of potential solutions to a problem. Well, doesn't that also sound like a pretty important thing to be teaching as we think about the big challenges that we face as countries and organizations and even families? Well, here's the problem. Standardized testing, the way it's structured, hasn't done a very good job of encouraging divergent thinking.
Right.
It's very good at creating convergent thinkers. Now, I want both of those things. The problem is our overzealous focus on the testing environment. You know, it creates an environment where we teach to the test. We teach to content that may or may not be relevant ever in anybody's life. Much of this content you could Google or ask Alexa.
Right.
And so you say, okay, how do we teach people to be great thinkers? How do we teach
people
to go
outside? Here's why this is so important. Robots can't do that, at least not yet. What you should be preparing yourself for the workforce is anything a robot can't do, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. Every day that goes by, some kind of artificial intelligence / robot is going to be taking more and more jobs. And so anything you're preparing yourself to do that a robot or artificial intelligence can do, that's the closer you are to being out of work.
Right. You know, and Americans buy this, Jim, because twice as many Americans are fearful of losing their job to artificial intelligence as they are to immigrants.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think about how much that changes some of the dialogue.
That's a valid concern. Yep. They're correct about that. But yet we have an education system that still doesn't get it.
Right.
And I'll tell you.
Okay, what would I, yeah.
Go ahead. I got 45 seconds. Last thoughts. You're wrap it up for us.
Yeah, what would I change? I mean, you know, make sure these students have real project-based learning opportunities where they're applying what they're learning. They're creating something, building something, working with teams, right? And applying it to some kind of work-integrated opportunity, whether that's an internship, a co-op, apprenticeship.
Right.
We need to dramatically expand those kinds of things. But we haven't put much focus on that yet.
We also need local school systems to work with local industry and employers to find out what they need.
And that's the only way you get at work integrated learning.
And keep the kids at home.
Yep.
Right?
And make their education relevant.
If you want
right?
your grandkids to grow up around you, get busy on this. That's what I think. Hey, I need your website again, please, Brandon.
Yep, www.gallup.com.
All right. Hey, Brandon, will you come back soon?
Will do.
Keep up the good work. Good job today. Brandon Bastide, ladies and gentlemen, with Gallup. What a great job he did in this research. As troubling as it may be. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.